Shotgun. Marino throws deep downfield. It is caught by Fryer. Yes! Touchdown! Touchdown, Dolphins!
With in-depth analysis on the Miami Dolphins.
The Rangers call! That's on 4th and 5!
Live from the DolphinsTalk.com studios.
In my opinion, the greatest fans in the NFL, Miami Dolphin fans.
DolphinsTalk.com daily.
All right, Miami! DolphinsTalk.com daily. We have a breaking news audio here on Saturday, November the 18th. It just came down. It has been reported by Pro Football Talk and confirmed that the Miami Dolphins have released linebacker Ray Maluga, as Ray Maluga right now sits currently in jail at this time. There was an incident last night, Friday night, where Ray Maluga was charged with battery. We don't have any more information on what took place, but he was arrested. And he is in jail at this time. And as I record this on Saturday afternoon around 2:30, he sits in jail still. So the Miami Dolphins, they're not even going to wait around to find out what happened. They just released him and they let him go. In my opinion, it's just another off-the-field event that has made this 2017 Miami Dolphins season just crazy and wild. So much has happened. With the Hurricanes, with all the travel, the offensive line coach, Chris Forster, and that videotape and that whole incident. Just so much going on. And now Ray Maluga, who actually the past few weeks has played well. I mean, this one's actually kind of sad, because when he signed with Miami, he was really, really out of shape. We all saw the pictures. It looks like he had a big pot belly. And there's like, there's no way this guy is going to play football in 2017. But, you know, it took him a while to get in shape. But once he got in shape, the past few weeks, not only has he played very good against the run, he's even slid over to the other side of the ball and lined up at fullback some and helped out there. And he's actually played well at fullback. So just another incident which has cost Miami a pretty good player. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you Ray Maluga is a great linebacker still at this stage in his career. He's not. But when you're already down Raekwon McMillan and some other guys, this was one injury they could not afford to have. Well, it's not an injury. I misspoke. One guy they could not afford to lose due to now him being arrested. Again, we don't have any more information on why he was arrested. Once we do, we will have it up here on the site. So where does Miami go from here at linebacker? I think it goes back to square one and how they opened up the season. You will see Mike Hall back at middle linebacker, and that's not going to be a pretty picture. I mean, as we've gone over on this site and on this show numerous times, Mike Hall is not a NFL player, really. I mean, if he's your fourth or fifth linebacker, you're fine. But as a starting every down linebacker, he just can't cut it. He's too slow, he's too short, and he does not make enough plays. So I think Miami will go back there. Neville Hewitt, although he's not a middle linebacker, he's still on the practice squad, I believe. So Miami could look at Neville Hewitt and slide Kiko Alonso back inside, which I actually think they're going to do this time. Actually, what I think is going to happen now, if I had to guess, is they will slide Kiko Alonso inside to middle linebacker, and you might see Stephon Anthony, finally, after all these weeks and months. I think they'll slide him back at outside linebacker. So they might actually take that route over Mike Hall, actually, now that I think about that a little bit. So I would not be shocked if they slide Kiko Alonso to the inside. And Stephon Anthony, who they traded for back in early September, who hasn't even suited up for a game. Hasn't even suited up. They gave up a fifth-round pick for a guy who hasn't even suited up for a game. I do think that probably will be the way they'll go now. Because they have to justify this trade at some level. They have, and plus, you gave up a fifth-round pick on the guy. Let's see what you got out of him. Let's see what you get out of him and see if he's worth even hanging on to beyond this year. I mean, if not, then it just makes the trade even that much worse. But if so, it might mean after this year you can move on from someone like Lawrence Timmons and save some money there on the cap. So they have to see, I think, at this point. They have to see what they got with Stephon Anthony. And I think now is going to be his time to shine, and he will get an opportunity. So I think that's going to be where Miami goes at linebacker. As we sit today, the Dolphins are outside of the playoffs looking in. They got a brutal schedule coming up, absolutely brutal. They got two games against the Patriots. They have a game against the Chiefs. And it will be tough for them to make a run here, especially with the way the offense has played all year pretty much, and the way the defense has sort of fallen apart the past 3 or 4 weeks. And it has fallen apart. But even though it has fallen apart, the one positive you could say was Raymael Lugo, because he was outstanding against the Raiders, and how he was how he stopped Lynch most of the first half in that game. He was literally all over the field. He looked like the Raymael Lugo of old. So this loss hurts some. And Stephon Anthony, again, he was an early round pick by the Saints, and they gave him a shot the first year where he compiled a bunch of tackles. But you got to be careful with that stat tackles. It's a stat you can judge things by, but you got to be careful because how many of those tackles were 6-7 yards downfield, which makes them less impressive. And how many of those was he the last guy to jump on the pile and get like a half tackle for something? So when it comes to stats and tackles, I always take it with a grain of salt because after his first year with the Saints, he literally did nothing. So, and they just traded him away because they had no interest in keeping him. And I think Miami probably overpaid in that trade, but he's going to get a shot here now to play, I would guess, because they're going to have another linebacker suit up, and you would think he'd be the first guy they would suit up in the, because he is already on the active roster. So I do think Stephon Anthony here will get a shot, and they will probably slide Kiko Alonso back to the middle where he played all of last year. Clearly, though, the Miami Dolphins 2017 season is not over. Not by a long shot. There's still a lot of games to be played. And there's actually, Miami's going to get a break here on some level, which, I mean, this is really trying to put a positive spin on it. But here's how you put the positive spin on it. Miami's going to play four games here between now and the end of the year with teams who have bad quarterbacks. You got this week against Tampa. Fitzpatrick is not very good at this stage in his career. You got the Broncos, where you're going to probably face Brock Osweiler, who has been brutal for a few years now, but he's been really bad this year. And they're going to play two games against the Bills, who will be lining up Nate Peterman under center. If Miami can somehow fix the issues on defense, and if the offense, you know, continues a slow crawl towards being a slightly better offense, those are four winnable games. Just because the teams you're playing might actually have a worse offense than you at this point. I'm not saying Miami will win all four of those games. I'm not saying Miami's going to win any of those games. I'm saying those are four winnable games, which could, if you did run the table there, that could slide you to 8 wins. Then you find a way to sneak one against the Patriots or Chiefs, and you're at 9, and you hope for the best. I don't think it's going to happen. I'm just saying that would be the path towards the playoffs. You got to beat those four teams who have bad quarterbacks at this point in their career. Although Nate Peterman, I don't want to call him bad. He's just a fifth-round pick who's being thrown to the wolves at this point because, for some reason, the Bills don't like Tyrod Taylor very much, which I really don't understand, but that's another talk for another day. So the Miami Dolphins have lost Raymael Lugo. He is in jail as we speak. Once we get more information, we will report it. And again, I do think this loss actually hurts a little because the mess they've been on defense the past month or so. Now to change it up at linebacker, slide over Kiko Alonso, put in someone who hasn't played all year at outside linebacker, or if they go back to Mike Hall, who's just not very good, it's just another obstacle for this team that's had so many obstacles this year. And it's unfortunate. I think Ray, he's probably played his last game in the NFL, honestly. I don't see him. I don't see another team picking him up this year, and I don't see a team picking him up next year. So it's a sad end to his NFL journey in the many years he has played. But we will see. Tomorrow, Tampa versus Miami. If you haven't listened, we had a podcast the other day hosted by Tom where he talked to Greg Likens from 790 The Ticket, and he went over and they talked about the Miami Dolphins 2017 season and this week's game against Tampa Bay. I recommend you all listen to that podcast and check it out. It was a great interview Tom had with Greg Likens. Very informative, a lot of good information and insight on the Miami Dolphins by one of the more respected media members in the South Florida market. So everyone should check that out. It is up on the main page of the site. For tomorrow's game, since I haven't recorded a show in a few days, as Tom took care of that for me. I think Miami, as I said, after the loss against the Panthers, I like Miami a lot this week, actually, in this game against Tampa Bay. I think it's a very good matchup for Miami. Now, this news and this that is taking place today with Ray is a last-minute distraction, one that they do not need, but it is what it is. And I just, but I do like Miami this week against Tampa Bay. I think, A, they're at home. B, Tampa Bay's got their own mess right now with Winston, and did he grope somebody and stuff like that. So they got their own little side distraction going on there. And their season is really just as big a mess as Miami. So I do think Miami, and plus it's a good matchup for Miami. And Tampa Bay hasn't been great this year on defense. And as I said, their offense is run by Ryan Fitzpatrick. If Miami just plays okay on defense, I actually like them this week. My prediction would be Miami 21, Tampa Bay 13. Miami 21, Tampa Bay 13. I don't see a lot of points as each team really struggles on offense a lot these days. But that is my prediction, Miami 21-13. So again, the breaking news, Raymael Lugo has been released by the Dolphins. He is in jail as we speak. Once we get more information on this, we will have it up on the site at dolphinstalk.com. So I would like to thank you all once again for listening, and we'll talk to you again after a while.